Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I wanted to see this guy come back. I wanted to see him come back a little closer to us than down in Tampa, but he's now the new coach of the Tampa Bay Bucks, and that's Bruce Arians. Coach, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. How you doing, brother?
Good, thank you. Congratulations on your return to the league. It's a welcome sight. I just wish it was a little closer to home like the Jets, but you know what? Congratulations there. Tell me what your thinking was about coming back this year.
Well, you know, as I was doing broadcasting and traveling from week to week and going to practice, the fire kind of got started back in each week. And one week, week eight or nine, I almost stepped on the field and coached a guy that wasn't on my team. And I said, like, I think you really want to go back and do this. But I really missed the locker room, the brotherhood.
I heard you say that today, and I can't believe how many guys have said that to me. Once you don't have that, you miss that more than anything. The camaraderie that you guys get in the locker room, you can't match.
Yeah, I mean, it keeps you young. I mean, I wore out a recliner in 1 year. I mean, it's time to get back to work and get going.
Yeah, it's something you do so well, and you obviously have a very good heck of an offense to do it with receivers, and obviously Jameis Winston, who I know you like a lot. You were mentioned a lot here. Did the Bowles thing play into why you never considered the Jets?
Yes.
Okay. I figured it did. It did. Okay. That's what we figured from the beginning. So, how about you and Todd reuniting? Was I know how much you think of him as a defense coordinator. You guys had a lot of success together. How do you feel about your staff and especially Todd?
Oh, that's really what got me extremely excited that I could get these guys back together. Todd is, to me, one of the best defensive coordinators in the league. What he can do with each and every individual, putting them in a position to be successful. And then Byron Leftwich and Harold Goodwin on offense and Keith Armstrong on special teams.
You know, everyone said that, you know, the hardest thing you hear is getting a staff together. It seems like you had your design, you had everybody in place. You knew what you wanted with your key people, right?
Yeah, when I took the job, there was probably one job available. I mean, everybody, there's some guys that had to go through some contracts and stuff like that I couldn't talk to, but a couple of those fell into place. And it's been a dream.
You could have had a pick of a lot of jobs, Bruce. What made you choose Tampa?
Three things. I think ownership, the Glazier family, and we just hit it off big time. And as we have great values that we share together as far as family. The general manager, who's a friend and a guy I really respect, and they had a quarterback I like. I mean, you put those three things together, I mean, that's a heck of a job.
You know, Jameis is a guy, people have been very critical of him, but you know what I see? I see a guy who makes a ton of big plays. He just has to stop making too many bad plays, too many bad interceptions. He makes plenty of positive plays in every game.
Oh, there's no doubt. He can move the football. Just making those decisions that I think he pushed a little bit too hard at times and tried to – he's got Gus has such a great arm. He tries to fit it in some small windows sometimes. So eliminate that and just make some better decisions. But play smart. Just don't play scared.
And you said, interesting today, which I think they like hearing, you didn't go there to rebuild the team. You went there to win right away, right?
Oh, yeah. We're reloading, and talent won't be an issue when we step out on the field. We just got to do a better job of closing out halves and closing out the games.
No, I it's right up your alley. They got good wide receivers, terrific wide receivers, and a quarterback who can get them the ball, no question. We're talking with Bruce Arians. You've seen all the teams this year. Give me a thought on the playoffs this weekend. Some interesting matchups, a lot of big quarterback duels. Colts, a team you know well and a quarterback you know well. How about Luck making it all the way back? We've talked about him a lot. I know what you think of him, so do I. Right now playing probably better than anybody on the planet.
Oh, gosh, he's playing great, and it's so good to see. The league needs Andrew Luck in it. He's such a great kid and a great player. He is playing lights out. I mean, that's going to be a heck of a ball game with the Chiefs and the Colts. I think maybe 90-95. I don't know. But the Colts, Matt Eberflus done a heck of a job with that defense. But I thought Frank Reich should have been coach of the year. I mean, what he did from 1-5 and to get where they are now, he got my vote for coach of the year.
I thought that he developed the same kind of connection as a coach and a play caller with Luck that you had. This is the most aggressive I've seen him since you were there with him. And I thought that that was the perfect ingredient you brought. And that's what I wanted you to bring to Donald here. You'll bring it to Winston. But I thought that's what Reich's brought. He's been fearless with him, as you always were. You were fearless with him from day one.
Yeah, like I said, you no risk it, no biscuit. That's what we live by. But you got to play smart, but never play scared. And these guys are so talented, and you just put them in positions. But these guys, he's got a ton of talent around him here.
No, I tell you, that Quentin Nelson, that rookie guard, has made an incredible difference. He really has. What a player.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Really has. We're talking with Bruce Arians, who today becomes the head coach in Tampa. A lot of new coaches around the league, obviously. Gay's here and Bruce there and Fangio. A lot of guys. You know, was it an easy decision to come back, Bruce? Was it a tough one family-wise? Was it an easy one to come back?
It was really easy. My son and my daughter were all in. My wife was gradually getting in, and then, you know, she saw me getting really excited. And then the reception that we got when we stepped into the building here, she flipped over. She's all in.
That's great. That's really it's a welcome sight to see you back. Did you like the broadcasting, or was it not as much fun as you thought?
Oh, it was great. You know, I just had to watch what I say all the time.
Yeah, you're on a live microphone. Absolutely true. What about the other games? What about the Pats and the Chargers this week? What do you think?
Yeah, same thing. I think Chiefs, Colts, Pats, Chargers, whatever defense shows up is going to win the game, because the quarterbacks are going to play. And I love the 40 and the 37-year-old quarterbacks in that game. The Chargers, man, I really like their defense. I wouldn't be surprised if the Colts and the Chargers don't upset both of them.
Was there any other team that enticed you that made it tough with the Bucs, or was it for the Bucs right away from the first time you kind of zeroed in on them, or was it a tough choice between the Bucs and somebody else?
No, it was the Bucs all the way with the ownership and Jason. That was kind of really easy for me.
And not a bad place to live either. You know, it's a nice climate.
No, that's
nice
great.
Place
yeah.
to hang out. You got the Yankees across the street. That's not too bad.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, listen, thanks. Congratulations. We'll talk to you when the season starts. Say hello to Todd for me. And, again, happy to have you back in the league.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Take care. All right, Bruce Arians. And obviously that's the answer as to why he never got involved with the Jets. It was Todd Bowles. He had Todd Bowles with him from the beginning. He knew he was going back with Bowles. Bowles knew. By the time the Arians name started to come up, Bowles knew already he was out at the end of the season. So he had probably already thrown in with Arians and knew he was going with Arians. So that's why, truth be told, I thought for a minute that we could make a connection with the Jets and Arians. And when I tried to, I found out that I was going to ask him if he wanted to talk to the Jets. And when I talked to him, I found out that, you know, Jets wasn't going to work. He didn't bring Todd up at the time. He just said that Jets wasn't going to work, and that's it. You know. So the bottom line is that's why he was going to have Bowles with him the whole time. Now, you know, you'd have to ask Todd, and if I ever get – Todd doesn't like to talk a lot, but if I ever get Todd back on the phone here, I'm going to ask him if he would have ever considered Bruce with him here staying here and taking the job. That would have been almost an impossible thing to ask a coordinator to do. But if there was anybody who had the lack of ego who could have thought of doing that, it would be Todd Bowles. I just didn't know if it would sell. But then you would have had Arians and Bowles together. It would have worked really well. I just don't know if anybody would ever take that demotion with the same team. Now he's back being a coordinator again. He's with that tandem that did so well together in Arizona. Both years they were together, they did really well. They made the playoffs both years, I believe. I know they had 10 wins or more both years. I think they made the playoffs both years, if I remember right. They might have missed one year, but I think they had 10 wins one year and 11 wins the other year. And both years they were good teams, and they'll be good together. They need players on defense. Bowles has got some work to do there, but on offense, with those receivers and the quarterback, they're going to be really good with Arians right from the start. I don't think there's any question. They had a good offense as it was. I mean, they had plenty of games where they scored plenty of points. All right, we'll take a quick break and come right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.